All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. You know, this year has been one of conversation about racial equity in the U.S., including right here in the greater Port Huron area. And at the Port Huron Museum, plans are underway for what could be a permanent exhibit honoring local black history. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Museum is Andrew Kircher. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell us a little bit about how this all started, how this conversation about a black history exhibit started at the museum.
Well, you know, it's kind of conversations have been going on about this in the background for a couple of years, but things really came to a head about 6 months ago, or maybe a little greater than that. We worked pretty closely at the museum with the local NAACP to put on a number of programs. For example, last year, we did, of course, our Juneteenth program in June, but we also traditionally do a Collections in Black program that's been going on for years and years and years in every February. We really enjoy working with the NAACP, and there are so many great stories about black history here in the Blue Water area. And we said, you know, this really needs to have a part in a permanent way of our collection. We're not really telling the whole story of the Blue Water area if we aren't working with groups that had otherwise been marginalized. So this goes right along with the way we've been working with, like, the Indigenous Alliance, for example, as well, and doing the powwow like we did last year, and hopefully we'll be having a permanent Native American history exhibit as well. But things really came to a head with last year is kind of the end of phase two of that Carnegie Reimagined project. So we had more physical space in the museum. We've got room for new exhibits. Then, of course, over last winter, we did a massive inventory project. So we now know some of the artifacts we have, what we're looking for. And it all kind of culminated in this idea that we really want to have this permanent exhibit. So we were contacted by some members of the Stanley family. Marguerite Stanley is this kind of towering figure in Port Huron history. She was doing amazing work in the 60s and the 70s, documenting the history of African Americans in the Blue Water area. And she's fortunately still with us. She's quite getting up there. And we definitely wanted to be able to honor that legacy and work with her and her family, other members of the African American community, to help tell their story. We really want to facilitate those stories being told in a permanent way at the museum.
So many great stories to tell and so many ways to do that. And that's, I think, what's exciting at a museum is finding ways to tell that story, whether it's through photographs, through artwork, through other artifacts that you might be able to find around the area.
Exactly. So one of the things that we are actively doing right now, we're still kind of in the planning phases for this. Obviously, COVID threw a bit of a wrench in all of this, but we are really interested in kind of going out and collecting survey results right now from the community. Ultimately, at the museum, we help facilitate other people telling stories, and especially with this. It's no secret that the museum staff is very small and very white. So this is a chance that we said, well, we don't really want to be the, you know, ivory tower arbiters of what goes in this, what doesn't. We want to help, again, these marginalized communities, BIPOC communities, be able to tell their own story and incorporate it into this larger Port Huron story. Because ultimately, that is our history, just as much as Thomas Edison or anything like that that people would kind of come to expect to see. So we've created a survey that's available on our website. There's a little tab right at the top. We're looking, we're saying, what stories should we tell? Also, which artifacts do people have that might help us to tell those stories? Museums kind of function in a couple of different ways. We're, in some ways, kind of like an attic. You know, we store historic items. But ultimately, those items that we store are simply tools for us to tell these stories. We're storytellers when it comes down to it. That's what we want to do. So we are looking for artifacts to tell those stories. And there are so many that we want to create kind of a core of a permanent exhibit. And then some of it will always be rotating because there are just thousands of stories that can be told And we think that it being more inclusive museum and an exhibit is going to draw a lot more people in. And like I said, it's a better way to tell our entire history. So you're not telling an entire story, an entire history. You're not doing a really good job at history.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. How long, Andrew, will this survey be up on the website? And when do you anticipate such an exhibit being in place?
Now, the survey will be open until the end of September. So people have got a little while to take this survey, tell us again. There are questions on there about, you know, what kind of stories do you think you should tell? One of the questions that we're asking in there is about the Leonard Center. People are unfamiliar with the Leonard Center. It's at the gym at Cleveland Elementary. It's kind of like a Hall of Fame. And we've been talking with the school district and actually the NAACP, members of the Leonard family, were really interested in having that possibly moved to the museum, where it's maybe a little bit more of a high traffic area, especially with the athletic factory taking over at Cleveland. The traffic flow through there just isn't quite the same as when the Leonard Center first opened. So just that Hall of Fame removed. So we're looking for opinions on that. It should be moved and for those artifacts. Now, as far as a timeline for the entire exhibit, we're hoping to have something hopefully by February. It's kind of an aggressive goal for us because, as we all know, plans this summer certainly went awry, but that's our tentative plan anyway. Hopefully to coincide with like our collections in black, be able to open kind of the at least the core part of that permanent exhibit, which is going to be in the stacks area of the Carnegie Center. It's one of those areas that was opened up in the Carnegie Reimagined project.
Well, fantastic. So go to phmuseum.org, respond to the survey, weigh in on it, because I'm sure there are stories out there that have yet to be told, things that have yet to be shown, and this is a great opportunity to really, I think, be more inclusive and to tell some thus far untold stories.
Exactly. We really want to be facilitators for the whole community. We know that, you know, five of us at the museum, six of us in the museum, we can't know all the stories. We can't know all the artifacts. We want the community to see us as a resource, and it's a way to help share our collective story with both new generations that come along and visitors to the Blue Water area.
Fantastic. Andrew, always great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with this project. We'll look forward to following it along the way.
Thanks. I'll be sure to keep you updated.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.